Sunia, l'actualitat del MACBA.
Hola, hola. I think the last time I was in Barcelona was to play at Sonar 6 years ago, in 2003. I think very few of these songs were written then. This next song is called Wave Generators, and it's from the record A Guess at the Riddle. Delay of game, icicles fringe, matadors, creeks freeze in riverbeds, see the Dolomites in marble scenes. Riven ways, alibis for forest trees, red deserts swallow up rugby teams in feeling light. The meter runs, celebrants in galaxies, inventors rue the day when alphabets got carved in stone. We generate Pavlov for pathogens, our ether whizz about, are you gentlemen, pay last respect.
Post-rock, programa de concerts grec 2009 al MACBA, 2 del 7 del 9, 23 del 7 del 9. David Groups, guitarrista i compositor musical de rock d'avantguarda contemporani.
This evening I'm playing solo electric guitar and singing. Most of the material comes from An Optimist Notes the Dusk, which is the most recent record. I'll be playing material as far back as maybe one or two pieces from Camouflure, which was the last Castor del Sol album. That was music that I hadn't played in a long time, and only in the last couple of years, maybe after, you know, 10 years of not playing it, it felt like, okay, a decade has passed, that's fine. So what I'm doing tonight is primarily song-based material. I do all kinds of collaborations with visual artists and filmmakers, and I suppose this is happening in a museum, but this might as well be happening in a rock club, you know, most anywhere.
Post-rock. Un intent de definició per a la dissidència.
It's not a term that I myself would use, but it's also not a term that I myself would necessarily argue with. The question of, categories for musicians is like the question of ornithology for birds. You know, it's just not so important for me to try to define what I do with terms like that. But I certainly understood at the time when Simon Reynolds came up with this term, he was trying to talk about groups whose membership was fluid, right? Who didn't have the same lineup at the same practice space at the same time every week. Who maybe displaced the centrality of the singer or the voice, who were less interested in forward progression than stasis and an interest in timbre and sound itself. So all of those things make sense to me. I guess the interesting thing about it is that it's a category that's supposed to describe people who themselves are kind of plural or multiple or dissident, and it becomes much less interesting when you group all of those people together in one under one term.
La música electrònica popular dintre del context del museu.
on the one hand, it's being integrated through a performance series like this. It's also being integrated through actual work with visual artists or in an installation art context. For me, it's not so important if this concert takes place in a museum or not. If I were doing work that for which the museum was the proper site, that seems relevant to me. So, for instance, I've been working with a filmmaker and artist named Anthony McCall for the last several years, and it would make sense to me to have that work encountered in a museum context, because it's work that seems to be at the border between cinema and sculpture and installation art, and for the first time in 30 years he's now working with sound integrated into these pieces. So that the museum to me seems to be the place of interface between these different contexts. As far as playing a concert in the museum, I don't know what the analogy that I would make to it. I'm not sure that a concert series that's explicitly musical really expands the conception of the museum any. This seems like an adjunct to the museum. What happens tonight doesn't seem to me to be happening within the museum, and to me that's fine. Because what I'm doing tonight isn't conceived specifically as something to be encountered in a museum, right? What I perform tonight doesn't in any way comment upon or reflect upon the art that's on display in the museum.
La creació de música per a una instal·lació artística.
I made that sound installation at the Pompidou Center, and then after that pretty much decided that if I were to work in an art context or an installation context, it would need to be in collaboration with someone else, I don't know, with whom I could argue or learn from, just because, I'm comfortable writing music, I'm comfortable writing criticism, but as far as deploying space in an artistic context, it's not my language, and, even my own dilettantism has its limits. I'm always wanting to learn a new context or learn a new discipline, but somehow the crossover of becoming an installation artist or a sound installation artist, it just didn't appeal to me. It just wasn't what I did, and as a result, I've had much more interest in doing sound for installations if I'm working, say, in collaboration with Angela Bullock.
Thank you. Sonia, l'actualitat del MACBA. MACBA.cat